Hey everybody, this is Shivani and you're listening to the podcast It's Between Us, the show where we have candid, no filter talks about different aspects of life and try to gain something positive. Today, let's talk about how it's okay not to be okay, how the mind of a perfectionist works, and what is it like to be a burnout kid, from my personal experiences to you. So let's start this episode of It's Between Us.
Sometimes you just get tired. I think I just want to do nothing and just read. I literally want to do nothing.
So that was a clip from a video that I watched like a long time ago called What to Do When You Feel Like Doing Nothing by Lavender, and it started with this clip of her crying and talking about how she wants to do nothing. It really resonated with me a lot because at that point in my life, I clicked on that video because it was the exact same way that I was feeling. And looking at her talk like that made me realize that that's the exact thing that I wanna say. That's like something I exactly feel like. And it defined how unmotivated I was and how I just wanted to be ideal, but I was pushing myself so much to be somewhere that I did not want to be in the first place. So how did this all happen? So first I would like to mention that pretty much all my life I have been like the good studious kid and everything, and I have been called topper a lot of the times by friends and family. Everyone assumes me to be doing good with my studies and like everything else. According to me though, I won't say that I was an excellent student of some sort. I would say I was better than most average students did, but I wasn't as good. I mean, I did the best in everything that I could and I got good grades, but it wasn't something like straight A's or anything. I had my ups and downs, my highs and lows in some subject, usually maths and sometimes like something else. But yeah, I was not the best of all like everyone treated me as, and I know I'm kind of downplaying myself, but yeah, it's true. And there were many more better students than me and still are. But regardless of whether I was good or not, or there were other good students or not, it's true that I did feel anxious and the need, the pressure of doing well no matter what's happening in my life. Like, I had my reason as well that I wanted to be an independent woman in the future, but also I cannot ignore the fact that the stress came from the fact that my family itself was filled with educated people who did best at whatever they did. I mean, who am I kidding? My father was a gold medalist himself in his line of profession, and all of his brothers were also great at their work, and I did feel the need to do the best at my studies so that, you know, I can be a little bit like them. And also, when you have Indian parents, they do expect good grades from you. It's almost like those Asian parents memes, you know, like the pressure and everything with doing good in grades. It's the same with us. And it's kind of relieving to say that I'm not at that stage anymore. But yeah, the stress was indeed there. And there was a lot of crippling anxiety coming from the word topper. So a topper is obviously someone who is top, the first place. I wasn't the first place. I don't know why my friends used to call me topper, but at some point in my life, I felt so anxious from the word. I was scared that I would disappoint everyone around me. I thought that there were so many expectations from me that the word was so wrong to use. I thought that I'm losing my motivation because everyone was calling me topper. That what if I take things for granted and everything is gone and I disappoint everyone, my family, my teachers, my friends, everyone, and I would cry so hard because of sudden outbursts of anxiety, and it was so bad. I told my friends not to call me Topper. A lot of them did not call me Topper anymore. But I realized one thing, and I still do, is that at some point, with all of the pressure and stress, I forgot who I was doing all of that for. Who was I studying for? My initial goal was to become something myself, but it kind of changed into not breaking expectations of other people, to be perfect, to be productive at every single point of my life. And all of those videos and posts of people being productive and studying and doing their best only made me feel like I was not doing enough. Every single time a friend of mine would say that, oh, I studied 8 hours yesterday, I would think to myself, oh, I only did for like 3. That's not even half of what they did. And I will be so hard on myself for no reason at all. Not like I studied 6 hours after that, but I definitely wanted to know why I can't do 8 hours of study continuously like them. What's wrong in me? When my mom used to tell me that you are doing so great for whatever hours you are putting into your studies and your work, if you study even for one more hour, it will be so much better. And I wanted to, not like I did not want to, but I was done, like it was my limit. And I knew students who studied more than me and did not secure the same marks as me and secured less. And I knew students who put the same effort as me or even more and secured more than me. And as soon as I realized that, I was turned to a mode of thinking where I was like, what does matter then? Like, how can I be successful and not feel so unmotivated and so lazy? But that's where I was wrong. I wasn't feeling lazy. I was a burnout freaking kid. I pushed myself off the limits. I was pressuring myself into becoming someone that I was not. So yeah, how do you know when you are burnout versus lazy? When you're burnout, one thing you should know is that you need to be burnout from something, from some point in your life. And burnout kids like me usually have a passion or used to have a goal or motivation to work on. And with time, we felt disconnected from the sole purpose of it and then everything else around us. We became moody, we got irritated from the most simplest things in this planet. We neglected ourselves, our self-care, and it all happened gradually. These are the signs of being burnout. When you are lazy, you were never having a motivation to work on something as all. You were just lazy. You wanted to sleep and you did. You did not work on something because you did not want to. But when you are burnout, you want to work on something, you want to get back at something, but you just cannot at that point. And it's because you have somewhat lost your motivation and your passion to work on it. Or at least you feel that way, that you cannot get yourself back and continuing that thing once again. You know, for my case, it happened because I was being too much on myself. I wasn't able to accept the fact that it's okay for me not to be productive for like one day. Just one day. That I can be ideal and give time to myself. That I can do things for myself rather than being perfect at whatever I was studying and doing. That instead of studying or drawing, doing the best at what people expect me to be best at, I can give time to myself and take some time to heal. No, I did not neglect bathing or like, you know, brushing. Simple things of life that kept me alive, honestly, and keep going. But yeah, I did fall back on a lot of things. I would not comb my hair that often. Ah, that's so weird to even admit now. But it was when I was at home. I did not do my skincare as much. And I'm not talking about this back when I was a, you know, kid studying. I'm talking about this even when I started drawing. Like, I started digital art during quarantine. And in the beginning, I felt so wonderful because everyone was so supportive and telling me that, teach me your ways and how did you do that? It's so beautiful and pretty. It's perfect. The word perfect stuck with me. And I feared that my next work, my next drawing wouldn't be as good as my last one. And after a couple of times, I started putting my work into drafts, putting them in work in progress and never working on them again, and eventually stopping from working at all. And at some point I lost my motivation and started asking myself, why am I putting so much work in this? Is this even worth it? And I felt so unmotivated to work on it. I wanted to get back at drawing. I still want to draw every single day. So now I started to give myself the time. I did. You know, when people tell you that hustling is important, tell them, what if I don't want to? What if I want to take some time for myself? Hustling is good when you know the purpose of it is doing it for yourself. If that's what makes you happy, do it. Hustle as much as you can. Work for it. But if you're feeling like you can't go on anymore, then don't be hard on yourself thinking that, oh my god, everyone is into the hustle culture and I'm falling behind. It does not work that way. Again, as I have mentioned in all of my other episodes, do what's good for you and your mental health. You know, when you're burnout, one thing that helped me a lot is getting some actual sleep and then trying a relaxing activity or meditate. You know what? Mindfulness really helps a lot. Like meditating, focusing on your breath, your surroundings and yourself. Going for a little stroll, maybe a run if you are into running. Do anything, but give time to yourself. At least some ideal time. You can just lie on the couch and do nothing. And tell yourself that it's okay to be that way. And again, the last but not the least, communicate with people. You know, you can reach out to your loved ones. Their support will help you cope in so many ways that you will ever know. You know, talking to people really helps you ease so much. You know, when I was suffering from the things about my studies and the stress of it in school, I dealt with it on my own. I did not tell it to anyone. But when I was going through the same thing, when I was in the drawing stage, and when I was in college and did not want to focus on anything anymore, when studies again started stressing me out, I talked to people about it. It can be through a mode of ranting if you want to, but try to communicate with it. You know, that helps a lot. And again, repeating, get some sleep. Also, if you are a generally anxious person, I would recommend stop taking caffeine. I think caffeine really doesn't help when you are an anxious person. It just increases your anxiety levels a lot. So cut off the caffeine if you want to. And yeah, maybe drink some tea. Tea is relaxing. I would suggest drinking chamomile or green tea, hibiscus tea. I have never really tried hibiscus tea. But yeah, green tea really helps. It helps detoxifying your body as well. So yeah, go for it. And as I said, it's a gradual process of becoming a burnout kid. It's also a gradual process from coming back to your original self. So give yourself that time. And don't push yourself or force yourself to be back to normal again. Yes, have the drive to be the better version of yourself. But if you feel like you need a couple more minutes and a couple more days to get back to normal, give yourself that. And don't try to take away your mental peace from your body. I think that's what you need to do. And again, I would like to say that stop thinking that you need to be doing what others are doing. One thing that I realized again was that what affected me a lot when I was in college was to see people on social media talking about how they are so productive and how they are doing the best in their life. So I cut off my time on social media because I knew that I was constantly comparing myself to those people. I was constantly trying to be my best self in every season of a year, which wasn't really possible. You cannot be your best version every single time of the year. Even animals hibernate because of their body's needs. So why do you think that you don't need time to rest, or you don't need the time to heal, that you don't need the time to relax? So yeah, I stopped comparing myself. I stopped thinking that it's bad to be ideal. And I'm a Capricorn, and Capricorns are very organized individuals. We like to be productive. But I started giving myself some time, you know. I wanted to be ideal and I loved it. I told myself that it's okay not to be okay. And that helped me through my hardest of times. The whole thing of acceptance is all I needed. And I gave time to myself to heal. Yes, no one would be able to solve issues for me, because I have to be the one to solve them. And I will become productive once again when I am at that point in my life when I can be. How can I be productive when I am at my lowest, right? So I give myself the time, and after some time, that okay, I have relaxed. Now is the time to put myself up together and start working again. So yeah, we are at the end of today's episode. Thanks for listening to It's Between Us. I hope you enjoyed my deep dive into today's topic and really gained something. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or just leave a review on Spotify or Google Podcasts. Also, feel free to let me know what topics you would like to see covered in the future episodes. And thank you again for tuning in. See you next week for a new episode. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Bye-bye. See ya.